We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Samach Amud Beis. We are beginning 2/3 of the way down on Daf Kuf Samach Amud Beis, parallel to Tosfos Vim Issa. The first word of the line is Lashtaris. So we're starting in the second word of that line. Heichon Edim Choismin. So we learned in our Mishnah that there's Get Pashut Edim Metaychar, Get Mekush Edim Achayrav, and we weren't sure what that means. So where do the Edim of Mekusha sign exactly? Heichon Edim Choismin. Rav Huna Amar Ben Kesha LaKesha. Rav Huna says Ben Kesha LaKesha. Right now, what we think it means in the inside, it means that you sign on the empty space between the lines, and that's where you tie it down. So it turns out there's a signature between every Kesha and Kesha. Because by the empty space, that's where you fold it up over the written words, or the written words over the empty space. You fold it there. And on the empty space, you're signing the signature. So it's Ben Kesha LaKesha. Is where. What? You're signing on the empty space that's inside the fold, and now it's tied.
Right, so now it's basically the crease
through
the name.
No, the words of the get are over the name, or the name is over the words. That's what it is.
Make
the fold in between the lines. You have line number 1, 2, 3, 4. It's line, okay? Number one, you write on it. 2 is empty. 3, you write. 4 is empty. Right. You fold 1 on 2, and you tie. So you fold the
on two.
2 is empty. On 2, on the inside.
Fold goes over the line.
Low 1, yeah.
It's on the back of the star and the front.
Front of the star going right now. It's on the front of the star on the inside, we're saying. On the inside.
It's on line 2.
Line 2, exactly.
So you're basically folding it over.
Oh, not folding that. You're folding something on top of that. The fold is in between the lines. The fold is not through words. The fold is in between the lines. You fold 1 onto 2. So there, he says, so Rav Huna says, Ben Kesha LaKesha. Rav Huna says, Achayri HaKesav. It's Achayri HaKesav. Here Yavi says that it's in the back of the ksav, and there's not a halacha keneged ksav mechutz. It has to be covering the whole ksav in the back. The pashas would mean is that every line of words have to be signed in the back of that, as many lines as you have.
And there's no spaces
there. No, there is spaces. Could be the spaces.
What do you need the spaces?
Just the fold. If you want to fold, right, you don't need, Lav Dafka needs spaces, but you're going to see that it's in the back, and we need spaces. Spaces are more to fold it over there. It could be it is folded. Doesn't say it wasn't folded, but the point is that he's Mechash, first of all, it's in the back, and that's what we think Machlek is right now. If it's behind the letters or on the front side of the star.
It must be folded. Why would he call it?
Right, because it's tied. Yeah, it's definitely folded. So it's definitely folded, and we probably left the line blank. The Machlek is just right now, the way we think, we're going to change it very soon, but the Rav Huna says Ben Kesha Kesha on the inside, and Rav Yirmi Abba says on the outside, and what another thing he says is that connected kolak sav. What's an afkinu? We'll see in the Gemara in Daf Kusav Aleph that really you have to write at the end of a star a kol shor v'kayim. You have to write at the end of a star that everything here is documented and it ends over here. And after this, you can't write anymore. But by Rav Yirmi Abba, you won't need that because anywhere there's no edim, you can't write anything more. So you can't add on to the star because no edim there. That would be the mile. This means a connected aksav. But tomorrow we'll talk about that by Rikas and Kufsa Machal.
You need a separate aid for each line according to him?
Or? Yeah. You need a different aid for every line. We'll see. Maybe not. We'll see in the Gemara later on. It could be a sign in a different direction. We'll have to see Rabbi Yirmiyahu Mashita. First, we're going to handle Rav Huna on this Amun. So, Hechen Eidim Chayis, Mehuna Mekesha Lekesha. But Yirmiyahu Amar, Achari Aksav, a connected aksav, Mechutz. Behind the aksav and connected aksav, Mibachutz. Omali Rami Barachamal Rav Chisto. So Rambam answered Chisda. Rav Huna Dama Ben Kesha LeKeshar, Kesalka Daitach Ben Kesha LeKeshar Megavoy. We thought it meant between the Kesharim, between the knots on the inside of the star, on the front of the star where the other text is. Right, the Gemara. Vahu the story. Vahu Mekusha the Asinu Kamei the Rabbi. Now Rabbi never saw Get Mekusha, like we said that. And even in the time of the Amoraim and Tanoim, they didn't have so many Get Mekushas because it could be the Matkana was only one town. So therefore, not everyone saw one. Who mekusha the kasha kamei the rabbi? But I'm a rabbi. Ain't man b'ze. I don't see this man. I don't see this man in the star. And the way. Why do you say that? Because everything was folded up. But so he should have said, I don't see this man. I don't see anything. The only thing you can see really is the pashut shub mekusha the tayfas. I don't see the whole tayrif. So I actually saw in the article they can speak out. The more means to ask that when he says ain't man b'ze, he meant ain't no tayrif even there. No tayrif at all. Ain't no tayrif at all. As he asked, where's the tayrif? But the question is, if the Edim are on the inside also, he should have said there's no Edim either. He said, "There's no." That's me. Tomorrow's kasha. Let's read it inside. Maybe the zman and, like we're saying, the rest of the tariff is swallowed up between the ksharav. Palye, they opened up the nats. V'chaz, they saw it. It was written beautifully. Afraid to give my kasha from Isa. If the edim were inside also, he should have said in zman bezev ve'in edim bezev. There's no zman or edim. I should have said in tariff. So zman is included. That's the whole tariff is included in zman. So he should have said, "Ain't zman b'zeh, v'ain edim b'zeh boilin." So it must be that edim on the back. Amalei misavris v'ain kesher l'kesher megavoyi. Rav Huna didn't say that v'ain kesher l'kesher on the inside. V'ain kesher l'kesher ma'avaroi. He says between every knot on the outside. That means you sign between every knot on the outside of the star. That's where you sign. So in every two lines in the back there's a signature. That's between every knot and on the outside of the star. So that's
because of the space on the front.
And the space in the front. Empty space. Empty space. That's folded over.
Had a signature, right.
It could be you wrote on top of the ksav, but it could be wrote on top of the ksav, actually, on the back. You wrote on the back. It doesn't specify where. It could be it was punked on top of the ksav on the back. We wrote on the back. Now, the thing is, it comes out, when you read that text of that document, there is no signature at the end of the text. Everything's in the back. So technically, you could add on whatever you want to the star because it never ends. Usually a star ends with the edim. Yeah, but that's only for a year. Only for a year, you need as much as a ksav. For him, you don't need it. All you need is three. That's it. You're good. You don't need more than that. And you know, it doesn't say connected ksav. It doesn't have to be. It could be a beginning. That's it. So the chayyur, the Gemara's kasha is a fi rav huna.
And if you wrote in the front, the same thing. And then you have to write three.
No, you sign at the end of the text. You can't add. You can't write after the edim doesn't count. As an edim at the end of the star. Now, right now they were saying it's on the outside. What's the machlokes Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Huna? Nafmin is you have to write connected ksav. Rav Huna holds you don't have to write connected ksav. All you need is three edim. It could be on the first. It could be on the first three lines and finish. You don't have to write any more. According to Rav Yirmiyah, you have to do connected ksav. And we'll see exactly what that means later on. We'll see exactly what that means. But he holds you need connected ksav. That's machlokes Rav Yirmiyah and Rav Huna. But we're first going to handle Rav Huna. We have to wait the next amud for Rav Yirmiyah. So Gemara's kasha is fear of huna. Maybe you're going to want to write what you want. The chasim isadi and the edim asar in the back. So you can do whatever you want, and the edim asar in the back. Your mom is good to go. So how do you make sure there's no forgery happening? Gemara is very simple. The chasim bay shar v'kayim. It's like writing for office use only. Like after a certain space, right? Shar v'kayim. You can't write after this. So after you finish a star, you write shar v'kayim. Now you can't write anything. We'll see. May erase it. We'll see in a second. Shar v'kayim. V'neches dum akasa v'madaboy v'hadukas shar v'kayim. Maybe you write another addendum and then write shar v'kayim. He says you can't do that. Why? Chad shar v'kayim casino. Straight shar v'kayim like casino. You only can write one shar v'kayim, not two. V'leches dum machle shar v'kayim akasa v'madaboy. Maybe you'll erase the Shar V'Kayim, the existing one, and write what you want, and then you write the Shar V'Kayim, Vodik Siv Shar V'Kayim.
Every document
Every document in the world, yeah. But usually, usually you can't, you're signing. Usually you're signing it, you can't move the signatures.
It's only one signature.
No, what's the question? Right, yeah. So there, if something's erased, so then you have to write a kiyum on that. You see something erased, first of all, stars are written in special cloth. Every time they're erased, you can tell. Okay? So here, we'll see in a second. Here, the Gemara's kasha is write Shar V'Kayim and erase Shar V'Kayim, write Shar V'Kayim at the end, and then write on the bottom, by the way, the edim on the back, saw this. You can do that. You can add that. You can't add that if you filled up the text, right? But at the end, you can do whatever you want. You can add a lot of things. It's called a kiyum. So Mordechai says, I wanted to erase Shar V'Kayim and write whatever I want, then write Shar V'Kayim at the end. Om Rav Yechanan, Teluya Mikayemes Kshera. If you have a Teluya, which means you have a bunch of lines, it's a regular star. And in between the lines, you add on a word. You know sometimes you put like a little arrow and you put a word in there, in between the lines? You did that. So he says, if it's Mikayemes Kshera, which means when the Edom sign, they have to write there, right before they sign, say, by the way, we saw that thing and that's correct. So, but machak pasul vavish mekuyim. But if shor v'kayim is erased, even if it's mekuyim doesn't work. Why? Because it's very possible they did it all. The whole thing is a forgery. And this whole thing is pasul. Machak pasul makom shor v'kayim. Only makom shor v'kayim. Ukashir shor v'kayim. Only if in that place and a shir shor v'kayim. But earlier on, there is no way for you to do that. There's no way for you to. The only time there's a chashash with the kiyum is only if everything's moved down. The Shor HaVakayim is erased. I put in more words, Nero Shor HaVakayim, and then it could be forged. But it's saying if it's not a space of Shor HaVakayim, and the Shor HaVakayim is in the right spot, there's nothing erased there, so then you cannot, it's impossible to put anything in. The way it works is they write the kiyum for Shor HaVakayim. Shor HaVakayim is the absolute last thing you write in the Shtar. Shor HaVakayim. Now, if Shor HaVakayim is not erased, then anything before that, you know, was done before they signed the signatures. Because the Shor HaVakayim, they signed that, and anything before that was written. You can't add anything on after something's written Shor HaVakayim. The only place you can add on is by erasing Shor HaVakayim and moving over everything. So if you see something erased on Shor HaVakayim, remember, we're talking about that here really a star where the signatures are on the back. The question was, let's go back to the question. The question was, a regular star is never a problem because you sign it right next to Shor HaVakayim, but you can't do anything. You basically cannot do anything. You cannot move the signatures. If the signatures are erased, that's puzzle. So if you see a erase, again, you see a erase mark on a star. The question was, on a star Mekusher that you sign in the back, so here, you always can add whatever you want on the front because the signatures are on the back. The signatures ain't moving. They're not moving. So Mara says you added Shor HaVakayim. So break tomorrow, I have a great idea. I'll erase Shor HaVakayim, then right before the new Shor HaVakayim, right, by the way, we see a erase mark on top? We did that. We the Adam signed, we the signed back, we saw that, and that's fine. That's a good answer. That you could do. And even though you see the Shor HaVakayim erased, they wrote a kiyum. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, anytime Shor HaVakayim is erased, it's possible, even after Bishma Kuyim. That's the halacha. You cannot erase the Shor HaVakayim. You're really redoing your star. If you have to add something to the star after your Shor HaVakayim, you are redoing the star. But that's the halacha. Again, it says Tluya Mikayam es Ksheira. A Tluya that's Mikayam es for Shor HaVakayim is fine. But Machak Pasel, Abishma Kuyim. What's Machak Pasel? Well, Amru Machak Pasel, Al Mokoyim Shor HaVakayim, in the place of Shor HaVakayim, Ukashir Shor HaVakayim, and those amount of words. That is where it cannot be erased. It does not help. And that's
an arrow.
That's fine, yeah, Tluya. And then you write before Shor HaVakayim, Amakayim this. Before the word Shor HaVakayim, right, the undersigned, no, even the back, the sign in the back, know about this thing. It's fine, because you wrote Shor HaVakayim afterwards. But if the Shor HaVakayim is erased, there you're worried about forgery. Because there, it's possible they erased Shor HaVakayim and added whatever they wanted, and then wrote the kiyum, and then wrote Shor HaVakayim. But if you have a Shor HaVakayim, there's no way to add anything on, and before that, and therefore, there's no chash ziuf, according to Rav Huna, and then, Mi'at Hashem, tomorrow we'll have to go to Rav Yirmiyahu.